been meeting already, amen? That's good. You know how good God is? I'll show you. 1 Corinthians 15:51. God knew something was up tonight, didn't He? Everything we sung about's heaven. Heaven. Going to heaven. I'm sitting at the house today and I'm sitting there going, "Hello, God, I wish You'd get back to John chapter 9. But apparently He's doing something tonight. He's trying to let somebody here know tonight that you need to either look to heaven and stop worrying and focusing so much on this earth, or you need to get your heart right where you can go to heaven. I'm going to preach about the resurrection tonight. I know I'm just about to, I'm going to send an email to the devil and say, "Hey, I'd like you to come spend a week," but that's all right. You know why the devil don't like you preaching about the resurrection? Because if Christians ever get a glimpse of it, if you ever get an idea of who you are in Christ Jesus, they ain't nothing to scare you. They ain't nothing to scare you. You know, well, what if I die? Then you're going to go to heaven. What if so-and-so leaves me? You'll be all right. God won't leave you. What if my job fails? God ain't never failed. What if my health fails? Then again, you fall into that captivity, that part where if you die, you go into glory. Well, what about my sickness? What about my weakness? Well, you can glorify God, and somebody who's tending to you can find out about Jesus. Well, you talk awful tough now, I know, but I'm going to have to go through the same road you're going. I'm going to go through the same valleys you go through. I'm going to climb the same mountains you climb. But we should all be climbing to the same goal. Heaven, Jesus. It shouldn't nothing deter us if we have Christ Jesus. I'm going to preach tonight about a benefit that you have, and if you don't have it, there's one way to get it. You come up here and you fall on your face and you ask Jesus to forgive you of your sins. Your trespasses against Him where you broke all of His commandments. You say, "I want You to be the Lord of my life." It's a gift. It's free. Do you know the Bible refers to salvation as a free gift every single time? It never, not one time, has it ever referred to salvation as a reward. Because a reward is something you've earned. A gift is given. And all you got to do is open it up. And after you have it, you have one of the greatest benefits there ever has been known. Amen. We're heading home. The Holy Spirit, I think Mel put that song in there, when the Comforter comes in, and you know what? He's not satisfied with living on the face of this planet anymore. He's not satisfied with it. You know why? Because he's in heaven. He is a part of heaven. He is one part of the Godhead. And He dwells in you, and He's came from a place called glory, and He wants to return. That's why there's something inside of you, amen? There's something inside of you that longs for a place that you've never been before. There's something in me that longs for glory, and every time I get a glimpse of it, I want to go more into it because I've never been there, but that thing that it's inside of me has been there, and it reminds me this is not my home. Well, I love when she started singing, when we start seeing people. Amen? There's some people in glory. I've got some investment in glory now. There's some more of you in here got more investment in glory than I do. There's some people you love that are there. We just read of a girl just today that lost her 12-year-old daughter in a four-wheeler accident just yesterday. You know what she sent out to the preachers? Preach the gospel. Preach the gospel. Preach the gospel. Automatically made me think about how many times have I told my kids about Jesus. I've told them a lot, but I can tell them a lot more. Amen? I've showed them that Jesus is real in my life, but I can show them some more. Look at them and say, "Look, you better have this right. It's the most important thing." Amen? You ain't sitting in this auditorium by accident tonight. God's trying to ring our bell. He's trying to wake us up. He is. He's trying to wake us up tonight. This group right here, we should go out of here better tonight. We should go out of here with a little bit of a mission on our heart. Amen. One, to look for heaven to come anytime soon. But we need to take more people with us. You ready? 1 Corinthians 15:51. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. That's believers, friend. If you're a born-again child of God, listen, we ain't all going to sleep, but we're all going to change. Ain't that cool? I don't know. I've heard preachers over the years. I've heard some of them say, I don't think I'm going to die before the resurrection. I'll just be honest with you. I don't care. Hey, man, I'll be honest with you. I don't care. If I die before the resurrection, praise God, I'll die. Hey, man, somebody will put my body in a box. My spirit will be with God, but my body will be raring to go one day. Amen. When the shout comes, my body will bust the casket and I'll get a few seconds head start on some of them jokers that are still above the ground. Amen? That's what it says. Amen? In a twinkling of an eye, but the ones that are asleep are the ones who rest in the body. The body's in the ground. That thing's going to take off a little bit quicker. Man, I can't wait till that day happens. That's going to be cool as all get out. He's going to be things. He's going to be caskets. He's going to be graveyards busted all over the area. There'll be caskets strode everywhere. There'll be graveyards busted. Some of those beautiful places on the planet. And people are going to drive by and say, man, somebody vandalized the grave sites. Yeah, God did. Man, that'd be awesome. But if I am... But praise God, if I am here when the resurrection comes, praise God, I hope I'm preaching a good message. Amen. I hope it's cool like one of them videos. All of a sudden we're in church, and man, all of a sudden, bam, in the church, and we're gone. There ain't nothing here but this. Golly, that'd be awesome. His suit just be here. And all the people who worship suits would be like, oh, great, a suit. Hallelujah. In a twinkling of an eye. Man, that'd be great. We ain't all going to sleep. Somebody said, I wonder when that'll be. Anytime soon? Anytime soon? So, well, I don't know, man. Hey, there's got to be some things happening. Ain't got to be much more happening. Everything in the Bible's already fulfilled. All we need is two witnesses to show up. We'd be in it. So how about the Antichrist? He could be on the scene. I don't know if he is or not, but if he is, praise God. If he's not, praise God. I don't care. Same job. I got the same job. Tell them about Jesus. 52, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Good glory. 53, for this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. What a change. Amen? You don't look like much now, but all of a sudden, praise God, in a twinkling of an eye, somewhere between here and glory, you're going to change. Man, I don't care if you don't ever shout. Some of you that's got arthritis should have shouted. Some of you that's got a few bunions should have shouted. Somebody that got a corn should have said hallelujah. Somebody that's got a bum knee should have said all right. Amen. Some of you got some pain should have said hey, hallelujah. Well, we're hurting all the time. When God's shout, when the trump sounds, when the king is announced, when he's coronated, we'll be standing there in a new glorified body, and you'll look over and you'll see people who went on before you, and you won't believe they're there, and they won't believe that you're there. Well, I can't wait to get to glory. Hey, strolling all over glory. That's what he said. We're going to be strolling all. We'll stroll all over heaven, and we'll run into people. Oh, and you'll have a title for them. You'll look at them and say, and you'll nudge old Peter or John or James. You'll say, hey, look, there's old girl. No, never mind. Sorry. Hey, Terry. Somebody look over and say, look, there's old Terry. You know, Terry. I didn't think he was going to. Yeah. And look, Peggy's with him. Amen? Y'all all right? Praise God. Hey, but he, you know what? Y'all are laughing because you're standing there, the person's nudging old Peter's in there, but he'll be at the feet of Christ worshiping, and he'll nudge Jesus and say, look, I can't believe they're here. Amen? I can't believe they made it in. That is worse than me. Oh, I'd really preach right there. Hey, man, I'm just telling you. When we get to heaven, it's going to be something else. Amen? And I do. I get that whole song. I want to see all the great saints. I want to see them all. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I want to see John. I want to see Paul. I want to see them. I want to talk with them. I want to converse with them. I want to hug Adam's neck. Somebody said, you want to hug Adam? He's the one that got us in this mess. Amen? I want to hug his neck and tell him, I understand. I understand. I understand exactly why you did it. I understand why you failed. Praise God, I'd have done the same thing. It ain't all about you. It's all about Jesus. Do you know, can I preach this? I wanted to preach it when I got here. I didn't know how I was going to work it in, but the Holy Spirit allowed me to. You know what? Some people give more credence to Adam than they do Jesus. They do. And you say, no, they don't. Yeah, they do. Praise God. They'll give more credence to Adam because Adam's, his sin, when it reigned among all men, praise God, they'll say, that you can always stay in your sin. Praise God, when Jesus, through one man's disobedience, sin entered the world. Through one man's obedience, amen, salvation entered the world. If you receive salvation, more people will give credence to what Adam did. Because they'll always remember your sin, but they won't remember your salvation. They'll always talk about how bad you was, but they won't tell you about what Jesus done. When somebody says, how do you know that you're saved? How do you know that you're staying saved? Because I trusted in what Jesus done. I know what Adam done. That got me sin. That got me in hell. I believe in what Jesus did, and I believe he's a little bit more powerful than what Adam did. And I'll just trust in what Adam did, and I know that, or what Jesus did, and I know that's enough. Well, how do you think you're saved? How do you think you're going to keep it? I ain't going to have to. I didn't have to keep my sin. All I had to do is be born. Amen? Golly, I'm preaching. Y'all just don't know it. All I had to do is, listen, Arthur, all I had to do is be born to be a sinner and qualify for hell. Is that correct? You better write this down if you don't get it. You better write it down. And if you don't get it, listen to the tape. All I had to do to be qualified for hell was to be born. Amen? Y'all good? All I have to do to qualify for heaven is be born again. Now, once I get born again, I'm just, golly, after I say this, I can leave, right? After I get born again, I can't do nothing but stay qualified to go into glory because I'm born again just as much as I was born of the water. Is that not true? God. That's a shouter. That's a runner. Why do you think God would do something like that? Where when you get saved, you can tell everybody else to get saved. Amen? Because if I tell you about getting saved, and then all of a sudden I ain't got what I told you to get, I'm going to spend all my time trying to get what I had. Oh, never mind. That's good. It's deep. Amen? It's deep. Now somebody said, well, what about people say they're saved or not saved? That's between them and God. If you got a profession and no possession, it'll show. I think the Bible says it this way, and I'll preach. They will be known by their fruit. Amen? You can't hide fruit. You can't. You're either a Christian or you're not. You'll have fruit sticking out. Love, peace, joy, happiness. When people get around you, you'll give them Jesus. If you don't, then the fruit ain't there. It's easy. Guess what? You go up to a banana tree, you're going to get bananas. If you don't, you ain't at a banana tree. You go up to an apple tree, and you reach out and get you an apple, and you bite it and say, that's an apple. You was at an apple tree. If you reach out and take a hold of something and eat it, and it's not an apple, guess what? Boy, this is big theology. Praise God, it ain't an apple tree. You go up to a person and they cuss, lie, steal, fight, do everything else and lie to you and steal and cheat from you and cuss you and call you everything. Guess what? You ain't at a Christian tree. Oh, that one hurt. If you come up to somebody and they bless the fire out of you, hug your neck, tell about Jesus, tell you about how they were sinning, how they used to run in the world, how they used to lie, how they used to cheat, how they used to steal, and how you can get what they got, then you might be standing right dead slap in front of a Christian tree. Take a bite, honey. It's good. Okay, Bible says, taste and see that I am good. Some of you are like, I don't like that honey part. Well, get over it. I'm preaching tonight. Hey, the Holy Spirit's here tonight. I don't know what else you want. Amen. It's pretty good.
I can't wait to put on that immortality. So when this corruptible shall I put on incorruption, and this mortal shall I put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Listen, I want to help you. I'm going to calm down and preach this part right here. I want to help you. Every time you see somebody die that's saved, victory just swallowed them up. Death didn't follow them up, didn't swallow them up. Victory did. You can be sad, you can be heartbroken. I ain't going to tell you that. I ain't going to tell you to be no narcissistic fool. Stand there and say, it doesn't bother me none. Your heart can be broke. You know why? Because God made us that way. He made us, He tangled us and twisted us and made us where we love deep. See, my feelings, I'm a loyalist. If I like you and I love you, I'm gonna tie into you deep. I love you, amen. I ain't going to change my mind even if you hurt my feelings or make me mad. I'm still going to love you. I'm going to do what's right. And if you need somebody, I'm going to help you. Praise God. That's what you do when you're a loyalist. I don't care if somebody hurts your feelings so bad and you see them hurting. Praise God, help them anyway. If that's what you, if you call them friend, amen. Twisted so tight in there. Say, I love my family, I love my friends, I love my wife. If they pass away, guess what? You're supposed to hurt. You're supposed to mourn. I'm going to say another word. You're supposed to grieve. Amen? But if they know Jesus, that period right there will be taken over by peace. That grieving will be taken over by peace. That grieving will be taken over by joy. And then there will be a hope. Amen? There will be a hope that you can't get anywhere else but except through Jesus. Then you'll be sitting there hoping to the day of resurrection. There's some of you sitting in here that have seen death, and you're sitting here going, somebody said, there's going to be a day you'll die. Praise God. Amen? I want to live. Praise God, that's for you. But when I die, I get to see the people that I love the most, and I'm going to see them. I'm looking forward to that day. You know what I feel like when I read this this evening, when I was studying it, you know what it felt like I was doing? I felt like I was preaching a funeral of a saint who died. That's exactly what this whole meeting, this is what it felt like. I feel like we're at a funeral and we're talking about somebody, but we're talking about us. We're talking about anybody who's a believer. We're a bunch of radicals, aren't we? We're Christians who believe in Christ and we're not afraid to die. We want to live, but hey, if you want to take me out, Lord, if you want to take me out, if you want to let me go, praise God, I'm ready. But if you want to let me live, Lord, I'm ready to live too. Amen? But I'm not going to be afraid. I'm not going to be scared. Every time the devil barks or jumps, I'm going to realize I'm part of the resurrection. Whew, what a peace. Amen? Verse 55, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? O grave, where is thy victory? I ain't got none. For those that are lost, there's a big victory. It's it. It's the final word for them. Amen? But to a Christian, when they lay you in that box, man, don't get me wrong. I love living. I live life. I laugh a lot. The Bible says you can laugh a lot. Now, you ain't got to be a fool. But you can laugh. It's medicine to your soul. I believe some people are sick because they don't ever laugh. Never mind. They won't ever laugh. They're all serious, all mad all the time. Got a problem every time. Every time you talk to them, you talk about a problem. Then they wonder why they ain't got no friend. Never mind. When you go, if you do, Lord, I hope some of you, if you ever do have the opportunity to walk by that box and I'm in it, you better not go by there and say, oh, just wish I could preach one more message. Praise God. My preaching days are done. Amen. I ain't preaching another word in glory. I won't have to, because everything we believe in, we're going to see it. Our faith and our hope will end in sight. You ain't got to preach about nothing when you're standing in front of it. Amen? Man, I can't wait for that day. I can't wait for God to melt us all down and we're just puddles in the floor, just weeping before the throne of glory. Some of y'all, I don't like that. I don't like that weeping. Man, I love it. I love to be baptized in my own tears. Amen? I do. I love when God gets so much in control that I'm not in control and I can't say a word but cry before Him and praise God. Somebody said, well, don't you like to shout? Don't you like to run? Don't you like to praise? Don't you like to say amen? All that. Yeah, but I like to be in the presence of God. Amen. I like when He shows up and nobody can do nothing. I like that even more. I mean, I've seen them, man. I've seen meetings where we get all together and the Lord get in and all of a sudden everybody just sitting there silent, crying, weeping, praising God. And we say, what do we do? Nothing. Don't mess it up. Amen. Don't offend it. Don't let it. Don't offend the Holy Spirit. It won't leave. Amen. Y'all good? Golly, we've had some. Guess we're gonna leave here tonight. Somebody's gonna say, "What'd you, John? We had church. This time you won't have to lie. We had church." Amen. I used to hate going to dry churches. I used to hate being in a dry, dried up church. Well, how was church? Good. Liar. How was church? It was all right. Yeah, right. Let me explain it. It was like eating cornbread in the desert. God, never mind. You can't say that. You can't. You'll get run out of town. Verse 56. The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Woo! I said that this morning. You know where our victory comes through? Jesus. God, this is going to be the funnest day. If you can't do this right here, you're not saved. Amen? I said it. If you can't do this, you ain't saved. When you get to heaven, you're standing before the judgment seat of Christ. Now, you'll know right away because there's two judgment seats. Great white throne judgment and the judgment or the saints judgment. Amen? Never mind. But you'll be standing there. You'll be standing there and he'll judge you. And if you say anything else other than Jesus Christ and Him crucified, you don't have nothing. Somebody say, how do you know when something's a cult? How do you know it's when it's a false doctrine? You might want to write this down. Jesus plus anything, or Jesus minus anything. See this church right here? All that I know of it, I'm the pastor, I'm going to be honest right here. We got Jesus Christ and Him crucified, and that is it. Amen? It ain't Jesus Christ and us doing this baptism. Jesus Christ and us singing this kind of song or wearing these kind of clothes or parting our hair this kind of way. Nope. It's Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone that'll get us in heaven. When I stand before God, I ain't going to say, hey, I got Jesus and Jesus plus. I'm going to say, I got Jesus. And if you're saved and you want to get into glory, that'll be your answer too. Don't try to say, well, I'm good enough. Well, I've done some things. What you're saying right there is, God wasn't good enough for me. I did some stuff on my own. Now listen, let me preach. I know I've said this before, but I want you to hear it again because some people ain't never heard it before. Jesus minus stuff. Well, Jesus, but we don't do this on certain days. So what? That don't matter. That's Jesus minus some stuff. Well, Jesus plus minus, we don't partake in eating this kind of meat on this kind of day, on this kind of... Jesus ain't good enough then, right? Oh, glory, I'm really preaching now. I can feel it. Amen? Jesus minus stuff. Well, I took some stuff out of my life that I don't have anymore, and that makes me more righteous than everybody else. It's Jesus Christ and Him crucified, nothing else. If you got something else other than that, listen to me boldly. It's a cult, and you need to get out of it. Well, you're so... How can you say that? Because guess what? Jesus Christ says, I am the door. Amen? I am the way, the truth, and the life. If any man... Oh, do you hear me? I ain't... If any man... Anybody tries to come any other way, he's a thief and a robber. You know what you do with thieves and robbers? How you gonna get in heaven? I'm gonna come over the wall. I'm gonna go up under here. I'm gonna try to go in the back door. And Jesus plus, I'm gonna go here. No, if you didn't come through Jesus Christ alone, you are a thief and a robber. You'll be out quicker than you get in. Amen. I don't know how we got there, but I'm glad we got there. Aren't y'all? Y'all having fun yet? Man, I love Sunday nights. I just love preaching, I think. I'm addicted to it. Verse 58. Now here's your mission statement. Right? Y'all ready? Mission statement. Here's your charge. Amen? Now we got to know that we're going to heaven. We're all excited. We're all pumped up. We're saved and we're going to heaven, I hope. Amen? Here's your mission statement. Therefore, my beloved, that means the ones that are saved, amen, brethren. Therefore, my beloved brethren, that means the saved. If you ain't saved, it does not apply. None of this did. Be ye steadfast. I looked that word up. It don't matter. I looked it up. You know, one, the consistent, faithful, You know what my favorite one was in there? Solid. Solid. I like solid people. I like people who've got just as much Jesus on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and Saturday as much as they do on Sunday. Amen? I like people who have just as much Jesus when they're up on the mountaintop as when they're in the valley. I love when people glorify Jesus when they're standing flat-footed in front of the biggest mountain of their life and they don't know how or if or why they're going to be able to get over it. Amen? Hey, something to being in a valley. There's more Jesus in the valley than there is the mountaintop. But you know, have you ever been in the valley sometimes when somebody gives you some news or you give yourself some news and you just stand there looking up and you don't see no way to climb? You don't see no way out. And you say, well, thank you, Jesus. You must think a lot of me. Never mind. Y'all think that went over, didn't it? Man, God, if you didn't think it was much of me, you would have gave me a little bitty old hill to climb. But my goodness, you must think I'm up to something. Y'all didn't think like I was going to say it that way, did you? Because sometimes we think, if we got big trouble staring at us, that we think that we've done something wrong, but God says, if I put you in big trouble, that means you're the person for the job. Amen. People see somebody that's real bad sick, close to dying or hurting, going through some struggle, and they go, wonder what they did. I know exactly what they did. They got God's attention. God says, I can give them, man, I can't preach. I can give them this, and they won't fold like a pup tent. I can let them have this hard thing and they won't fold up and quit on me. They'll glorify me and more people will get saved through their pain and their sickness and their death than they would through somebody else's life. Glory. Some of y'all are going through a struggle or have been through a struggle or will go through a struggle not because God is against you. It's because He trusts you to be able to go through it. God, I hope I'm not preaching to myself. Amen. Just be solid. Just don't give up on God every time something bad happens. Why? Because we're in the resurrection. The devil can't take that away from you. Amen. So stand on what you can stand on. Amen? Always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. If I die, I want to fall forward. I don't want to fall backwards. I ain't backsliding. Amen? Well, he's backsliding. He's old backslider. Praise God, I hate that statement. What I want to do is I want to fall forward. If I fall down and fall flat on my face, I'll get back up and keep going forward. Why? I ain't perfect, nor are you. When this is all said and done, everything you did for God, you won't regret it. And it won't go out void. Your work won't be void. Everything you've done for God will be fine. Amen? It'll be good. Just do it as you're doing it unto Jesus Christ. Amen? At the end of your life, you'll have a good life. The more you give away of your life, you'll have a better life. Well, how do you know? Because they give the greatest honors we have on this planet. You know that? Some of the greatest honors we have on this planet. One of the greatest ones, the greatest, is the Medal of Honor. Do you know that? You know what you give a Medal of Honor for? Somebody who sacrifices the most. You know what's neat about the Medal of Honor? A Medal of Honor winner, when they get that Medal of Honor, everybody has to salute them. Generals have to salute them. That's cool. When I was in Paris Island in boot camp, we were all sitting in a little huddle, and this little first sergeant showed up. And this little private, we were in boot camp. This boy jumps up to his feet and salutes this guy. And I went, what in the blue squirrel did you just do? And they said, sit down, Lance Corporal. I said, ain't no Lance Corporal. He's just like me. We just now going through boot camp. He called him Lance Corporal. And that guy said, sir, I'm not a Lance Corporal. He said, you are now. You just saluted a Medal of Honor winner. And nobody else recognized it. Amen? He jumped two ranks in just a heartbeat. Why? Because he recognized somebody who had sacrificed more than anybody else. They should have died. A lot of them did. We recognize them. We drive up and down highways all the time. So-and-so Memorial Bridge. So-and-so Memorial Highway. If you look into that, a lot of times it's somebody who sacrificed their life for other people. You want a great life? Give it all the way to Jesus. And at the end of this life, it'll be said good of you. You want to have the most miserable life you've ever had that anybody ever had? Just go about pleasing yourself the rest of your life. Just go about being about you and how good you are. And guess what? At the end of this life, you'll sit there and go, I wasted everything. Let's all stand as they come get a song. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always. Is that in there? Always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Be ye steadfast, unmovable, always. Amen. Underline, highlight, do whatever you do right there. Always abounding. When is there a good time to give up as a Christian? Never. When is there a good time to operate as one? Always. We'll end right there. That's a good note, ain't it? As she plays the song of invitation, you have an opportunity to come pray if you need to.